This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Governor Dennis Dugard is proposing a total budget of $4.6 billion for fiscal year 2018. The state is seeing lower than expected growth in sales taxes due primarily to a downturn in the agriculture economy and lower tourism revenue over the last year. Dugard says the state can make up for a lower than expected growth in this fiscal year with a mix of one-time funds and other cost-saving measures. He says the state remains in good economic standing thanks to an honestly balanced budget without any overborrowing.
We've made structurally balanced budgets the norm. We've used one-time dollars prudently for one-time uses only and not to fund ongoing obligations. We have one of the strongest pensions in the nation. We've memorialized financial practice improvements now in statute to help guide our state for the long term after you and I are gone. These practices are all paying dividends, and this past summer we received our final upgrade from Fitch Ratings, earning South Dakota the top credit rating from all three major rating agencies. All of these accomplishments are due to the conservative principles that we've upheld together.
But some Democratic state lawmakers say Governor Dugard's proposed budget increases of 1% for education and health care are not enough. The state Senate Minority Leader, Billy Sutton, says he's glad the governor did not propose any major cuts. But he says state government can still find more money from outside sources, like the governor's future fund.
I think we need to get creative in how we do more for education, health care, and we do more for economic development. I didn't see anything in there as it related to the Build South Dakota Fund, which is an economic development program that we passed a few years ago. It's running out of money, and it's been very successful in South Dakota. And so we need to figure out a way to fund that, and I didn't see anything about that, so that was disappointing.
While some Democratic state lawmakers were critical of the governor's budget, others in the state GOP praised the governor's plan. They say in a tough year for agriculture, the state needs to maintain its fiscally conservative approach and avoid overspending. South Dakota's two leading industries, agriculture and tourism, always play a large part in providing state revenue. But both of these segments of the economy struggled in 2016. Governor Dugard says the state needs to adjust the current fiscal year budget to account for the lower than expected incoming dollars. He says the state's farmers and ranchers have been hit hard in the last couple of years.
As you know, in South Dakota, many purchases in the ag sector are exempt from sales tax, but sales and use tax does apply to farm machinery. So if you look at 2007 and later, you can see tax incentives and strong farm income fueled strong machinery purchases. Sales tax here grew from $17.4 million in fiscal year 08 to nearly $45 million in fiscal year 14. This boosted our tax revenue during those years. Now we see fewer farm machinery purchases, which means less sales tax. And since the peak in FY 2014, sales on machinery has dropped more than 50%.
Dugard says this year tourism spending is lower than it was in 2015. This is largely due to the record tourism year in 2015 due to the 75th anniversary Sturgis motorcycle rally. Dugard says part of the lower than projected revenue also includes millions of dollars in uncollected internet sales tax. The governor lays out three scenarios where sales taxes need to be collected. One is in a physical store, where the store collects the taxes and sends them to the state. If an online vendor has a physical presence, such as a store, in the state, online sales are taxable as well. But when a state resident makes a purchase online and the company does not have a store or other presence in the state, sales taxes are often not gathered.
The lost sales tax revenue to state and local government in examples like scenario number three is estimated at roughly $50 million. That's to state and local governments. Consumers should pay use tax if they did not pay sales tax, but few do. We receive roughly $4 million from remote sellers who voluntarily collect the sales tax. This means most is not being received.
The governor says overall state revenues are $26 million lower than projected at the start of the last fiscal year. He says lawmakers will need to rework the current budget and will only have $19 million in extra spending capacity for the next fiscal year. Governor Dugard says state employee wages should increase at a smaller than normal rate in the next spending plan. The governor proposes a 1% increase for most state workers. He says there are certain positions in South Dakota's government that need additional income. Dugard says the larger increase would go to mental health workers at the Human Services Center in Yankton, along with direct support employees at the Development Service Centers in Redfield and family service specialists in the Child Protection Program. Governor Dugard used nearly 5 minutes of his budget address to express his distaste for initiated Measure 22. Voters passed the measure last month. It creates an ethics commission and makes other changes to rework the state's campaign finance laws. Dugard says he's recommending the measure not be funded in fiscal year 2018.
As written, IM-22 appropriates $9 per voter from general funds every year starting in fiscal year 2018. Nine times 544,000 registered voters means nearly $5 million every year. With only $19.7 million in new revenue, this would cannibalize nearly 25% of it. Already minimal 1% increases just proposed for education, Medicaid providers, and state employees would need to be reduced to only 6/10 of 1%.
Dugard calls initiated Measure 22 the most poorly written law he's seen in his 2 decades of involvement in state government.
IM-22 had 70 sections and 14,000 words. If I was reading it today, it would take me an hour and a half to recite it to you. It's our obligation, at the least, to correct its obvious errors that make it unworkable. Unfortunately, in this case, that's a big job.
Dugard says the initiated measure was largely funded by out-of-state money and works to solve a problem that does not exist in South Dakota. Proponents of the measure say it was approved by voters and lawmakers should not tamper with it. Democratic state lawmaker Peggy Gibson says there are very positive parts of IM-22.
We have an ethics problem in the state of South Dakota, and I've proposed an ethics commission in several of my bills throughout my 8-year career in the House of Representatives, and I feel we need an ethics commission. With all of the scandals that we've had in the state of South Dakota, Gear Up and EB5, I think the voters definitely are telling South Dakota state government that they want some ethics in our state.
Some GOP lawmakers praise Governor Dugard for showing leadership in opposing IM-22. State Republican leaders say they will bring legislation to address the issues they see in the measure during the 2017 session. Governor Dennis Dugard says South Dakotans should not expect millions of dollars from IHS. A deal with the Indian Health Service would have covered medical care for Native Americans who qualify for IHS and Medicaid. The governor says that can't happen now. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina has more.
Indian Health Services leaders agreed to cover millions in medical costs that South Dakota picks up using Medicaid. Governor Dennis Dugard says that arrangement hinged on the state's expansion of Medicaid. Because that isn't happening, does the deal still work?
Under present law, it would not. It would not. Because there's no incentive for the IHS nor for these other providers to jump through all the hoops that they must jump through for us to capture that money.
Dugard says health organizations need to create infrastructure to share medical records and patient details for IHS. He says Medicaid expansion would have offered health insurance to more people, so health systems would receive more payments. Without that money, Dugard says they have no reason to change. Democratic State Senator Billy Sutton says lawmakers are not serving people too poor to afford insurance premiums, but who make too much money to be on Medicaid.
I think we just keep reminding them that these people exist, because sometimes there's a feeling out there that we just want to pretend like these people aren't part of our state.
Both Sutton and Governor Dennis Dugard say they want congressional leaders to work with IHS because they say native health care is a treaty right. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Pierre.
This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.